Beat Sport. Spotlight on eSports.
What pops into your mind when you think of video games? Is it this? If you're like me, it's probably this. Or maybe it's a bit more like this. Esports is video games' Darwinian next step, the evolution of the virtual platform, and for many, the world's newest mainstream sport. It's a billion-dollar industry, grossing over $150 million in media rights alone, while in 2019, almost 100 million people watched the League of Legends World Championship, just a smidgen under the viewership figure for sport's greatest television spectacle, the Super Bowl. In Ireland alone, there's an estimated 700,000 esports players, but despite our country's reputation as a tech hub, the scene here is far behind the rest of the world. So where to begin? Derek Cunningham, CEO of Esports Ireland, thinks he has the answer.
The idea of Ireland Esports really came from a college course that I was on. So I did my master's degree in UCD, where I met fellow board member Stephen Daly. And one of the lecturers came in one day to give us a lecture on esports, and that was Trev Keane, who also sits in the board with us. Now, at the time, the concept hadn't been hadn't come to fruition at this stage, but when Trev explained the situation for esports globally and in Ireland, 700,000 players in Ireland and over 2.2 billion players globally, he really painted a picture of an untapped resource there with regards to a sports entity that had a lack of structure and a lack of a framework around it that other sports enjoy.
That's something mirrored by the Managing Director of Collegiate Esports Ireland, Aidan Boylan.
A lot of what esports has been in Ireland up to kind of recently has been pure passion projects, you know, people who want to see esports develop. But as we move towards, you know, more people being interested and becoming more household, more mainstream, the idea of proper regulation and what would be Sports Ireland, as things develop, that would kind of allow more to be done and things to be done in a better kind of way, which more developed fashion.
Ireland is a tech hub. At the end of the day, Ireland is one of the most technologically advanced countries in the world. We have 8 of the 10 biggest tech companies in the world have their headquarters in Dublin Docklands. We've got EA Sports with a headquarters over in Galway. We need to be ahead of the game in esports. We have an opportunity that other countries simply do not have because of our commercial infrastructures. And we should be really taking advantage of that and trying to be a world leader.
And as 17-year-old pro esports gamer Nelson Lashko, who's based in Waterford, explains, the lack of opportunities in Ireland makes any sort of professional scene here almost impossible.
For the Rocket League scene, at least, there aren't any tournaments, like offline tournaments where you go to places like Dublin or Galway. There just isn't the funding for it. And because there is no funding, the players aren't motivated. That's basically what it comes down to. And if the players aren't motivated, then there will never be anything in the Irish esports scene. But yeah, I think it's going to be changing soon, hopefully.
On tomorrow's episode, we'll hear more about Nelson and how he balances life as a Leaving Cert student with competing for prize money of up to $4.5 million.
Beat Sport. Spotlight on esports.